Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So, can you remember the last 20 or so years? Time seems to fly by. It's amazing how fast it goes. It's Monday, it's Friday, it's the end of the year, and decades then goes by before we know it. And have you thought about what's changed over the last 20 or so years? You can look at pictures of 20 years ago, and you see the styles that people wore, and you go, that's really amazing. Look at how the styles have changed. Look at how the haircuts have changed. Look at how people have different points of view about how they decorate their house. And you think to yourself, so much has changed. Communication is so much better. Most people, or many people today, don't have a landline. They now have smartphones. And those smartphones carry more power and more computing power than the space shuttle carried when it was flying. Everything has changed. That's what they'll tell you. Everything is different. But, you know, if you really think about it, nothing has changed. Yes, absolutely. There's no question about it. There are change in science, change in communication, change in social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all of the things that people are using today that they think they're communicating with each other but really growing further apart. All of that's different. But basically nothing has changed in the last 20 years in business. You have got someone that has a need and you've got someone that fills that need. And if you understand that, it becomes easier to do business. Now, how you contact people, how you put yourself in front of them, how you showcase them, the territory that you do business in might be the United States or the world instead of your local business. All of that's changed, but still nothing has changed. The wants and the needs of people are the same as it's been 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 500 years ago. It is the same. It never changes. And when you understand the basic needs of people and how people think and what they're looking for, then it becomes easier to do business. Or if you get caught up in the thoughts of, gee, everything's changed and everything's terrible and I don't know how I'm going to approach this. No, it's not that hard to approach. The needs and the wants of all people have never changed. Shelter, food, reproduction, their belief in a God, whatever that means to every individual person. How they want friends and acquaintances, how they want to be needed, how they want to be respected. Nothing's changed. And that's what you have to think about when you think about business. How we deliver the message is very different. The way we communicate is very different. But how in our message, how in our marketing materials, how in our sales presentation do we reach out and meet the needs of people? How do we get them to understand that we are there to help them? How do we get them to understand that we have exactly what they want? How do we get them to understand by connecting to us, by doing business with us, their life will be better? That's what it's all about. Nothing's changed. So you have to take a look at the big picture. You have to see the bigger vision. Yes, again, technology's changed. We have electric cars now. Once upon a time, people thought electric cars would never take off. It seems like they are gaining momentum. And at some point, the combustion engine just won't exist. That who knows how long that is, 10, 20, or 30 years from now, maybe more. But one person having a need, you deliver that need, and that particular person puts you in a position of absolutely being successful, of absolutely buying your product, and of absolutely wanting to do business with you. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.